Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming all the time, every day, creating more segments, listening to more entrepreneurs about how they're adapting and working in this economy. People are still working, and we want to keep that information flowing. Our next guest is Peter Tsoukas, co-founder of Candorful. Is that correct? Did I pronounce it right?
Candorful. Yep. That is.
I had to say it slowly. Well, welcome, Peter. Why don't you tell us about Candorful? Sure.
Of course, Jeff, and thanks for having me. Candorful, simply put, is a service where we provide mock interviews and interview coaching services, primarily for veterans who are leaving the military, as well as military spouses who accompany them. And it's veterans that are primarily entering the corporate sector, so looking for consulting, business jobs, things like that. And it was founded. We founded it at Hubble, my co-founder and I. We founded it in 2017 after I called her up. After it had been about 3 years for me at Procter & Gamble, my first corporate job, and decided, I wanted to, there wasn't a service out there like this. And I thought Pat would be the perfect person to start it with. And that's how it kind of got off the ground.
So has the current economy changed the way you're doing business?
It really, it has changed it, but it's actually changed it. I almost hesitate to say this, but for the better, because more people now are interviewing via video and via virtual means. That's one of the things that we bring, is that our coaching is 100% virtual, and it's over this Zoom platform, just like we're talking right now. So we've seen actually an uptick this year in 2020 of people that want to get coaching and want to hone their skills. I think it's, there's the normal skill set of interviewing, of being able to communicate your story and being able to tell that in an effective way. But now there's also this added sort of challenge of having to be on camera and having that kind of presence. And our service provides almost an identical replication of that type of interview experience.
So Peter, I always like to say, let's go into the Wayback Machine. Can you give us your career background that gives us a sense of how you sort of evolved into this?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I would say this all starts. So I knew I wanted to be a military officer in some capacity, probably ever since middle school. And, just from the reading about the experiences, the leadership experiences I would get, the history and the tradition. Also, my father is a former officer as well in the Army. Vietnam veteran as well. So I explored a lot of avenues towards that end. And ultimately I picked ROTC. I had an Army ROTC scholarship to Carnegie Mellon, which is where I commissioned from in 2006. And so my, while kind of that dual path of, I studied business at Carnegie Mellon. I studied that and, did ROTC kind of in my, as my second tier, class, if you will. And so after that, I commissioned as a field artillery officer in the U.S. Army in 2006. Spent primarily most of my time in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I did one deployment to Afghanistan in 2009 as a platoon leader, where we were on the eastern, far, far eastern part of the country in Kunar province. And that was a really, a formative experience for me in both my leadership style and kind of how I approach a lot of experiences. Ultimately in 2011, I wanted to get out and sort of, pursue new things. I thought there'd be new, I thought I would want to do some new challenges and take what I'd learned and take that into the business world, and ultimately selected, Johnson, the Johnson School at Cornell, to get my MBA. And that is It was a bit of a culture shock for me because coming out of the military, you know, you have a certain culture, and then going to business school, it's very much, it's just very different in terms of the dynamics of students and kind of what the what's expected and the type of work that you do. And I would say the primary thing for me that was a challenge was the whole job search and networking process. In particular, the interviews. And you have to understand for job interviews, this is the first time I would ever be interviewing for a job, because in the military, you just don't do that. The career progression model of the military versus corporate is extremely different in terms of how you're placed into roles, what sort of, I'll call it hiring managers, your commanding officers consider when they're looking for you for a new role. And so I just didn't understand it. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand the dynamics of how to sell myself and that sort of thing. And so that proved to be a real challenge for me. And it was through this where I met Pat Hubbell, my co-founder, and she was my career advisor at Johnson. She would tell you that I was very humble and very, I think I fooled her in that she thought I was doing well, but inside I was very, wasn't really very confident in myself in that sense. And so she coached me along. She really helped me a lot with that aspect of the career transition, and ultimately ended up at Procter & Gamble in 2013 in finance. I go into that, fast forward a few years, and I am, there was really two things that I'm getting up to the part where we sort of had this idea and this notion for Candorful. Two things were, I was very interested in embarking on something of my own with regards to, you know, an entrepreneurial venture, whatever that would look like. And so part two is, in business school, you know, there were so many resources for us to help with networking and to help with resume writing and things like that. But there really wasn't much, if anything, for interviews. And so I thought, hey, this would be great to have some kind of a service out there that would provide almost on demand some mock interviews and interview coaching to have. I thought, well, you know, Pat helped me along a lot with this. And she would be the perfect co-founder if we wanted to start something like this. So envisioning kind of the someone who knew about this, who was a career coach, who had the expertise in that area. And so that's when I called her up and gave her the idea, and it was born right there.
Well, interesting. My guess would have been, I don't know Pat, but it doesn't sound like your career history was entrepreneurial, and Pat's wasn't entrepreneurial. Is that too, just like learning how to interview, has that been a big adjustment for you?
The entrepreneurial stuff, I think it's been an adjustment versus what I'm doing in corporate America now. So I have I have my full-time job working in finance for another major company right now, while also running Candorful on the side. And it's a mindset shift for sure. I would say there are a lot of things that I like about the entrepreneurial world that I just can't get with, a Fortune 100 company.
So how do you find these vets, or how do these vets find you?
It's so far, I should talk a little bit about the early days of how we got clients. It was really, 2017, we did a couple of tests, kind of proof of concept tests of who our market should be. And, you know, both of us knew certain groups of people that needed these services. And so we sort of did a test run on them to refine our model and to see how we would best serve them. Ultimately through all of that, we settled and decided, okay, we need to focus on the military market. Because A, there is a real need, because these people have never had job interviews before. They've just never done it before, and they need practice. And B, the culture of the military is not I would say is not set up such that you would value a job interview, because talking about yourself and kind of selling your own accomplishments as opposed to the team's accomplishments is something that's not expected, but kind of frowned upon also. And so that leads to, how did we get these military clients? It's 100% been word of mouth over primarily LinkedIn starting out. And then we have formed partnerships with various veterans transitions organizations over the years. USO Pathfinder, Hiring Our Heroes, places like that, that have really been good about pointing them in our direction.
We've been speaking with Peter Tsoukas, co-founder of Candorful. Peter, if a vet were interested in finding you, how would they do that?
Yeah. There are many ways to find us. Candorful.org is our website, and that gives you pretty clear idea of what we're about and how you can contact us for our services. I would also encourage you to follow us on LinkedIn. We post some really good content on there, things that are organic to Candorful that our own coaches write about, and also things that are shared from other sources as well.
Well, thanks, Peter. And you know, we know that this is important to bring our veterans home safe and then help them to sort of integrate back into society in a smooth way. So we hope you continue to do well, and we hope you come and visit us again through the next year.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me, Jeff.
And thank you for your service.
All right.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, all shapes and sizes of entrepreneurs on our show, including Peter. And we're going to be taking a break, and we'll be right back with more stories very soon.